Thanks for listening to Top of Mind. I'm Ciara Hewlett. Winter is closing in, and for some, that means seasonal depression. So we asked what questions you have about the mood disorder, and Sherry Melrose is on the line to answer them. She's a professor of psychiatric mental health nursing at Athabasca University in Canada and studies seasonal affective disorder. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Ciara.
We'll start with a question Tyler sent us on Instagram. Why does seasonal depression affect some people and not others?
That is such a good question. At this point, we don't really know conclusively why seasonal affective disorder affects some people but not others. We do know that the condition is seen more frequently among people who live in areas that are farthest away from the equator. That is, people that live in the northern latitudes. In the United States, for example, only 1% of the people who live in Florida are affected by seasonal affective disorder, while 9% of those who live in Alaska are affected. We know that women seem to be affected more than men, particularly women between the ages of 18 and 30. And another group of people that seem to be susceptible are those who also have other types of depression.
We have a question from Lauren. She sent in a voicemail. Let's listen to that.
I'm just wondering if there's a way to tell if you have seasonal depression. How do you know if you have it? Are there signs to look for?
As the name suggests, seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, makes people feel sad, even when things are going well. The word affect means emotion, and seasonal affective disorder causes people to stop doing the activities they usually like to do. There's quite a dramatic loss of energy, and these feelings of sadness and loss of energy really become a problem during the months of December, January, and February. Seasonal affective disorder is really more than just a feeling of being a bit down during the cold, dark winter months. It's a very real mental health issue. And it's a mental health issue that affects the way people do their jobs and care for their families. Often people feel irritable, they cry a lot, and they feel tired all the time. They crave carbohydrates and sugars, and they tend to gain weight due to eating too much. And people with seasonal affective disorder have difficulty concentrating, they sleep more than normal, and they really withdraw from social situations. So a fairly concrete way of understanding the question of how you know you have it is if each winter you or someone you know just can't find the energy to function and do what needs to be done.
Let's talk about treatment then. If someone knows that they recognize these symptoms in themselves, Joe has a question.
I want to know if going outside and getting more sunlight can help with seasonal depression, or if that's just a myth.
No, that's not a myth. Absolutely. Going outside and taking in as much sunlight as possible is very helpful. If it's possible to go out for a 20-minute walk each day during a coffee or lunch break, it can make a really special difference. If it's not possible to go outside, even sitting beside a window can help. And one of the reasons why sunlight is important is that it helps with the production of vitamin D. And the way people produce vitamin D is by exposing the skin to sunlight. And vitamin D is important because it helps support the body's natural way of regulating serotonin. And serotonin is a neurotransmitter that helps balance mood.
Brittany asked us on Instagram if vitamin D supplements would be effective in mitigating symptoms.
It's not possible to say conclusively that there's a direct relationship between vitamin D supplements and a reduction in symptoms of depression. But research has indicated that many people who have depression also have very low levels of vitamin D. And this is especially true when the type of depression they have is seasonal affective disorder. So for some people, taking vitamin D has improved their symptoms, and many healthcare providers do recommend taking vitamin D during the winter.
We had several people ask about those lamps that mimic the sun. Do those really help?
They certainly can. Research has shown that many people do respond very well to bright light therapy, or BLT. The light boxes used in this type of therapy provide a type of light that's similar to sunlight. And the light boxes filter out the ultraviolet rays and expose people to about 10,000 units of light. And this is about 20 times as great as ordinary indoor lighting. And how they work is people spend 30 to 60 minutes in front of the light box, usually in the morning, during the fall and winter seasons.
And we had a question from Zach about figuring out what the best treatment is. He was wondering what sort of sequence should someone go through to help this issue. For example, should they go see a therapist first, get medication and exercise more, or at what point should you just move to a sunny place?
Well, perhaps one of the most important first steps is to recognize that there is an issue and try and speak with a healthcare provider who is informed about this issue and work with them to seek advice on what the best way to proceed is. Certainly vitamin D supplements, the light boxes, getting out into the sunshine for at least 20 minutes each day, making some clear changes in the exercise that you do and the way you eat, really trying to integrate a Mediterranean diet. All these things can help, and combining them is really useful. But perhaps the most important thing is to work with a professional to get the right sequence of treatment for you.
We got an email from someone who didn't want us to share their name. This person worries that taking medication will make them reliant on it for happiness. Is it true that combating it naturally would be more healthy in the long run, and that medication just creates an unhealthy dependence?
Having a cautious attitude towards taking any type of medication is certainly important. And sorting through the approaches that could help with any health issue and then finding the right one or the combination of the right ones, it isn't easy. And medication isn't the answer for everyone. For some people with seasonal affective disorder, the diet, the exercise, the sunlight, really making an effort to connect with people and participate in enjoyable activities, that's enough to help get them through the long, dark days of winter. Other people may need a bit more support, may need to take vitamin D, sit in front of a light box, might need to see a counselor. But this just might not be enough. And when symptoms of depression become incapacitating, that is when people can't function, when they can't get to work or school, and they can't maintain their relationships, then perhaps medication is needed. And when this happens, maybe rather than viewing medication as something that creates an unhealthy dependence, another way to think about it is that medication provides the body with what it needs to get back to a healthy state. And at this time, the more natural approaches, they just might not be able to do that. What happens with treatment by antidepressant medications is there's an actual biologic function that they address. When people are depressed, they have a chemical imbalance, and the nerve pathways in their brain just don't function well. And antidepressant medications are able to correct this imbalance and dysfunction.
Can you take antidepressants just in the winter? Would that throw things off for your brain?
Well, it depends on the individual. It depends on the particular antidepressant medication. But that would be something that people really need to connect with their physician or nurse practitioner about. However, some people do begin antidepressant medications in the fall to allow that sort of set of several weeks for things to begin to work, and then they gradually discontinue once the winter season is over.
Let's move on to people on the other side. So let's hear a question from Andrea.
Hi, my question is, how can I best help someone with seasonal depression?
Thank you. So a first step is to try and remain connected and present with someone who is suffering. And this is particularly important when people's behavior may seem to suggest that they just want to be alone. They don't want company. And being involved and supportive, one action is to recognize that symptoms of an illness, that is, symptoms of depression, are actually present. Withdrawing is a symptom of depression. Other symptoms are expressions of sadness and low energy. And a very important symptom of depression is thoughts of suicide. And this is a symptom that friends, family, and coworkers often avoid or they miss it altogether. And it's really important to ask people if they're having thoughts of taking their own life. Asking about suicide won't plant suggestions or give people ideas. For many people, when these thoughts are present, it can be a relief to start to speak about them out loud. And in situations where thoughts of suicide are present, it would likely be necessary to seek medical help immediately. And this might mean accompanying the person to a hospital emergency room or a mental health clinic. However, for the most part, being involved and supportive of people with seasonal affective disorder means continuing the relationship and continuing to include them in activities, even when it seems to involve a lot of cajoling and enticing.
Sherry Melrose is a professor of psychiatric mental health nursing at Athabasca University in Canada. Thank you so much for answering our listeners' questions today.
Thank you.